This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado has a new education commissioner, the first Latina in that role. The State Board of Education voted in Susana Cordova Wednesday. CPR's Jenna McMurtry has more.
Cordova previously served as the superintendent of Denver Public Schools before leaving the position in 2020. She comes into the role as the state faces teacher shortages, post-pandemic recovery, and progress improvement plans across the state. All 9 board members voted to confirm her at a salary of $300,000. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
Colorado Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo wants to make a recent expansion to federal food stamps permanent. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on her proposal.
Congress recently passed more work requirements for participants in SNAP, the country's largest food stamp program, as a part of an agreement to avoid a federal debt default. But veterans and people experiencing homelessness are exempt from those requirements for the next several years. Democratic Representative Caraveo says a new bill she's introducing would make those exemptions permanent.
I really don't want to be in a position where we yank away benefits from really vulnerable groups.
Over 500,000 Coloradans use SNAP to keep their kitchens stocked, and food banks say demand remains at record levels due to high food prices. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
In Glenwood Canyon, the Grizzly Creek burn fire, a scar, is healing. That means there may be fewer closures this year on Interstate 70. The state closes the freeway when the forecast for rain leads to a flood warning. Last year, that took a prediction of 3/4 of an inch of rain per hour. This year, they raised that threshold to 1 inch. So far, the interstate through the canyon hasn't closed this year, but the area's heaviest rains typically start in July. Aspen Skiing Company wants to make some changes at Snowmass Mountain Resort. The Forest Service is taking public comment on the plan to replace or realign ski lifts and make new trails. If it's approved, the work would begin next summer. Snowmass operates in the National Forest under a special use permit. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.